quoting at the end of Inyan Tzvayim by Sefer Zav, discusses about birds that seem to hang by their beak. And therefore, the shell is what the lochah negates them. Now, what the matzias is, I'm not exactly sure. Like a tree over here gets evolved, it sounds like that these trees give birth to these birds over here, and it brings it down from, I think, from Algeria to have this type of bird. Matthias is Yeshwatan. But the lochah that discusses about it, what the lochah verse negates these birds. So the Mordechai brings down the Yeshayim, the kindness, since these birds are not part of a robin, they don't come from the parents, they come from the trees themselves. That reason is ka'et alma, and you can eat it without shechitu, without anything. It's mutal hakilah b'gzam Mordechai. That's mean all they discuss is that you have, let's say, kinim that the manenu, the Gemara of this Kolpava says they're not part of Roven, and therefore on Shabbos you're allowed to kill them because they have no parents. Therefore, they want to say based on the Mordechai, you can take out your kinim from here, you can eat it, no problem. For Ma'aseh, what goes on the Mordechai Vayitzeh b'gzam the Beinu Kam the Beinu Yehuda. It says, no, since the Maestor, they are, by this case, these birds, the Falapotha, there's a Pasuk that says, Besheret, Marbe, something is not part of the Robin, and the same get as if it's being part of the Robin, therefore, the Lacha likes Puruvu. Therefore, however, they end up by these birds, since it's like a bird, has a Lacha of a bird, it has Shechito. That means by light, it'll come out, if you miss the Raisa of a Sheret, you cannot eat it, even though it's not part of the Robin. However, by the case of the bird, Shechito will help. And therefore the shaft brings down the Yamsur Shloimo. These birds, not like the Machabah, the Machabah says, off to eat, come along the shaft, the Yamsur Shloimo, and says, Shechito. As we read the going for the Lacha Lamaisa, Shechito is enough. Lamaisa, Lalocha, the shaft comes off, not the way he says, the Maskona is like the Machabah, and the way place can go this way again, whichever bird we're discussing, they're saying it's also. That even though, why we have special Reboy, it's like a Sheretz, even though it's not farmed off, the Maisa, you cannot eat this bird. Now it's a little bit strange, you read the word slowly, what exactly, what Isser you're either? You know, when I tell you, there are three different types of Shrotim that you're even Isser. Either it's in the Mayim, Yam Nakolim, or it's Oif, something that's flying, or it's Sharet HaSharet Ala Oret. Which bird over here, we're discussing over here, that you're even an Isser? So you look in the Torah, they quote the word, it's Sharet HaSharet Ala Oret. This bird is the Isser of Ala Oret, of the creature that crawls around. And it's a bird, why you're even the Isser of a Sharet HaSharet Ala Oret? Maita has wings that flies. So the Bichodesh says, you know why? Because these birds are attached to the tree. They're attached there. And therefore they cannot fly away. Since they're attached to the tree, they're chelik of the tree, they're chelik of the earth, and therefore the only over the Issa of Sheret HaSharet Ala Oret. That's how the Bichodesh says. Maita looks at the smack and the cold of the earth of time, mothers, they say you're over the Issa of Sheret HaSharet Ala Oret. It's that oif. They say the Maita is oif and it's flying. And the Chushokot says, no, Makloikis. What's calling one Pasuk? What's quoting another Pasuk? But actually, you're over two separate Yisurim, you're over the Pasuk of the Sheret Ha'oiv, and you're over the Pasuk of Sheret Ha'oiv. I'm not sure the argument is here. It sounds like the argument, the Rosh Hashanah did not quote Bichod, it sounds like Yael, they flew, and they also, they crawled on the tree, they did both. They were not attached. No one wants the idea of being attached to Bichod, no one asked for this idea. Oh, so you want to say Pshad, the Rambam Al Fod. No, you think even if you can't eat it, don't say which one. Forget that someone wants to Psham the Chab says only Oret means an even Oret. The Vadi even for Oif, good it flies. It means even Oret. Come to your even Shak, give you a Surah, don't eat it, don't be very careful about it. Now, the mice. Yeah. Now, it's interesting, the way how the Shak and Zor, he said the Minik to be Machmer. The place you like, grapple only the Minik, there's no one can even seem to find what we're discussing over here, what seems to be around. You can have a minig of something that's not your shriya to be around. It's fine, but nice and minig is to be machmer, we hold also to eat. A similar case between God brings down Maril and Shuva, if you have flies that also grow on trees, now I'm not exactly sure they see it again, but some, I guess, flies that live on trees, go up and down the trees and live on the trees, also says, you also over this, you cannot eat it. What the issur of someone which does it says, you have two issur, you over the pasuk of Sheret Ha'if, and you over the pasuk of Sheret of Allah Oret. And this is which is a little bit strange is that you learn the Torah, there are three different types of Shrotzim. There's Oif, Oret, and Mayim. First we Sifim, or the case of Mayim. Sif Dal, and further on is the Oret. Where in the world in the hill of this Poloim is in of Oif? It's not brought down here. It could also be a Sefer that one of the love in the Torah and the Lach Salaim, no place over there about Tzvuvim are flies. It could be as Poshit, there's a Nifl Oif. The Mayim is not brought down, so we're not this Isser. Whichever reason, no argument to the point. Which is very strange, and all the time it's brought down is like birds are flying, they quote the Oret. They quote even the wrong Pasuk. Again, I'm sure that means even the Oret. But it's very interesting that this missing this concept, Oif is missing from Shulchan Aruch. But that's the Sifri Dalit. Sif Tezvav, sorry. Sif Tezvav is the sugya at the end of the Torah Perek in Chulin. The Gemara over there says that you have a Kukiyami is Asiri. Kukiyami is Osir. Machlokes is Rashi Tosfos as a meaning from Basar or from fish. Might also, why is it Osir? You must say very clearly. Because when it sleeps, it goes inside its nose, goes to its lungs, to its liver, goes to its brain. And therefore, since it came from an outside source, therefore already has a shame Isir on the bug, Sherech Osiris Allah Ored. Therefore, when it went inside, the mice did not lose the shame Isra, it fell upon the shame Isra, therefore when it inside afterwards, the mice are those bugs you cannot eat. The Gemara goes on and being mechalim, if it's bugs inside Basar, or bugs inside Kviri, inside fish, then inside fish is mutter, inside Basar is also. The Gemara goes on being done a brisa, a pasuk, that's the losim, the shakesu, come tell you to remind, but even a fish, even the bugs inside behemoths. The Gemara says, what is the chilas between a behemoth and between fish? You must buy a behemoth etzim, it's also until you have shkits to be maturit. Over here by the bugs, you have no shkits to be maturit. Masha ain't getting fish, the way you maturit, just gathered out of the water, comes water. You also, you took it out to be water. Adkan the Gemara. The way to learn the Gemara, elements of the Beis Yosef, is very clear, two different mahalakim, lalocha, and understand maskon of the Gemara. Rashi and Tosin, they're mahalakim, Shishan, the Sugya, the maskon, they come out of Beitzim with the same mahalak, lalocha. And then you have the Rambam. The way Rashi and Tosin understand, I'm saying, what's your side of the Isser? These bugs that are inside behemoths, what's the Isser? Again, if it came from an outside source, the Shech, so it's a lorit. If it came from an inside source, it was laid there, and it developed there, and begastia, why are you even Isser? That's it should not be Shech, so it's a lorit. It's a Shech from the Shemayim, it's not the Yam, so what's the Isser? Therefore, come along the Gemara, and we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it's the Moshe de Shaketsu. The Isser is inside the Pasuk. Come along the Gemara says, if it only was developed inside, then by Basar will be mutter. But Basar will be Osir, by fish will be mutter. Mashengi is developed outside. If side fish or side meat will be Osir. Either one will not make a difference. Now that dafkets Michaim, Achamiso. Since it itself has no issue to it, therefore Achamiso will be mutter. As long as it's developed inside, the Behemoth will be mutter. Developed outside will be Osir. That's the way Rashi understands. The Rambam knows. The Rambam always understands that where it's alive is always Osir. Alive, side Basar, side Oif is always Osir. Now the way the Magen Mishnah explains it, the reason why by worms inside oif is always osur, even if it's between the skin and the meat, or even in the meat, why is it osur? Because it always came from the outside. What? It always came from outside. Now if it always came from outside, it actually tells you that the Greek always came from outside as osur. It's not like the argument of Sias. These bugs that are in fish, are in the meat of the fish, Rashi is saying no, it came in the inside. And therefore, it's more to we have no passing for it. The Rambam saying no, it came from the outside. Each one, well, exactly my focus here, because if it did come outside, the Rashi agrees, so it agrees. It came from the inside, the Rambam also agrees. So what exactly do you say to my focus? Need to have a beer. So it comes out, the Rambam says, you say to the sicker, it must be Mechaltin fishermen, that that's me, it's only when it dies. When it dies, by bossing, it will possibly be also by fish. It only came from the inside, then it'll be water. That's the chalik. La loch la maiso. The Mechaber brings down Stam V'yeshoyman, brings down Stam, like the Rishonim Rashi places water, brings down V'yeshmish Oys, like the Rambam. There's always a shadow that's followed by Sach, and they have Stam V'yeshoyman. The Mechaber brings down Stam V'yeshoyman, a lot of other tasks are lost in Kisam, that's called a task in Stam. It's all over. But brings down V'yeshoyman, the Rambam Numis Bnei Sad said, the Kavachayim says, the Chathila should be Choshish. The Chathila should be Choshish, which would lead to a big problem with the fish. If you use it for the Bnei Mechaber. Yeah, but the way Beis Yosef brought down the Magen Mishnah, that's it. And Beis Yosef brought down, Mechav brought down the Rambam. And he's willing to make the Magen Mishnah kept it as is. And those camps seem to stand in that way, the Kavachan is in that way. And therefore the Kavachan said, they didn't make it to be Mekel. But if you don't have a Minik, the Magen Mishnah should be the Rambam. That means it'll come out that any fish that had bugs inside when it was alive, whether it's in the stomach, when it's the boss, or when it's the or, it'll be awesome, it'll be the Rambam. At the Nei Svad, maybe at Bichoshish. Meister Bichodesh, he says, the Iker is like, not like the Rambam. Fine, it's Bichodesh, but the Kavachayim seems to be saying, you should be Bichodesh for the Rambam, for the Nei Svad. Meister Bnei Ashton is very simple. Bnei Ashton ends off the Rambam. No, from the Hoth, it's very Rishonim. Therefore, the Chosholson, that in Asian, she would have right, the Iker of Vada is like Rashi and Tosfos. So, for the Nei Ashton, it's very simple. If you pass it, you get fish from the store. If it's inside the stomach, the Meister, maybe Osim Alma, it's a Sophic. Osim Alma, not Yepi Makhler. But if it's bugs that are inside the basar, or be basla, or by the name asana, the vadi can be makel, to kamara, ramo, we pass like that way, like Rashi and Tosfos. If nei shvat, you have to know exactly how they're paskin. Again, the Kavachim sounds like it'd be closer to the Rambam. And it'll come out that any fish that has bugs between basar, or in the basar, might as well have the shiloh, you have to take out the bug, you'll have this problem. It doesn't say anyway, bugs only are in some ways. Worms, I don't know what the category they are in nipple in. Fine, let's move to Shana Sugya. Now, again, the Sugya is discussing specifically basar, meat, and about fish. What about chicken? Which chicken fit into this category? It's the maisim that they bring out from the Koschimel, like a chuvo, or a bai, the same getter as meat. Chicken and meat have the same getter. Now, as far as I know, our chickens don't have these problems. They bring down the sorrow, but maisim, the chicken is the same getter as meat. And where does Gavina fit into this category? Also, these are categories that are not kulikarka. Again, we have boss not kulikarka, oif not kulikarka. Fish, what about Gavina? So Gavina, if you look at the Eisoysa, for Gortan or Avon, it says it always came from the outside, and it's always also. Even inside, it's never Polish, always also. It's always also Malmo. But Maisa, on the page, no big down even the Avon Shita, and the place can all assume that Gavina has the same get like fish, and therefore, we have no possible by fish, we have no possible by Gavina, and therefore, if it's not Polish, it will be a smorti, but Polish we'll get to later on. Well, it comes out, Gavino, the Polish say, is like fish, and chicken is like meat. Now, to go to Basar, there's a lot of grade over here. It's very interesting that I see on all the places again, Shas, they discuss this Indian, have to understand what the Yisrael Issa over here is. What's the Issa by Basar is saying? That when it's alive, then what happens? If it's inside the stomach, then it may be Osim Alma, Sherish, it's alive. If it's inside the Basar, we have a Pasik, that's the Vlasim Shas, Shaketu, and you even Isser. What does it mean, fish? And between meat, the chalik is, why? Because it's Eivin Nechai, it's not Eivin Nechai. Now what Isser are we left by? Again, you have bugs, worms, inside the basar of meat. What's this Shema Isser? What Isser you even? It seems to be two different ways to learn the sugya. You can learn the Isser is what the Pasuk says, as the blossom to Shaketu, the Isser is what the Sherish is to Al-Oritz. Pasuk can tell you, even though you might think that's not Al-Oritz, and it's not on the Abba, it's not on the Yamim. Therefore, you might think there is no Issa at all. Kamashma on the Pasuk, irrespective of what? Shurja Shurja Tala Oris. And therefore, what will happen? You get Malkis with Shurja Shurja Tala Oris. That's the Issa Shabbat. The Gemara is saying the Chilbish is Shchita, not Shchita. Even the Chai is why the Chilbish is fish and meat. No, it's come to tell you, don't give us the head that's being puzzled to the meat. Don't tell us nothing together than meat. It's not in the way, it's not in the pre, in the cup of water, it's not nichol, it's head, it's back to the old halacha, shared halacha. Yeah, but or al-yam, whatever it is, either al-oritz, al-yam, either one, wherever the fish is, do not take the fish into account, take it away, and put it wherever it's supposed to be. By the behemoth, be al-oritz, be al-oritz, but again, in this case, it'll be behemoth, to take away the behemoth, be al-oritz. That's one way to learn it. Another way, no. But Etzem Pasuk, the Veil Shaketu, come tell you that by Etzem we have a new Pasuk with the Veil Shaketu. That's the Issa. And the way to Mechalik is more between Eiv Menachai and not Eiv Menachai. That's why Fish and Maisa has no Issa Eiv Menachai being more to him. Basra will be also. Therefore, what's Issa? This is Eiv Menachai. That's the Shema Issa. This is not Sherit, this is Eiv Menachai. The Maisa will be the Chaznish, the Nisim Yudalit. He says the Issa is Sherit Shoshoit Al Oret. And you get Malkis for Sherit Shoshoit Al Oret. That's the Shema Issa. Has nothing to do with Eiv Nechai, the Vada, much of the Goyim, there's no Indian in the Pem Pekua, no Shaitan to the Indian. The Indian is what? He backed away the Hesher Shabbat, he's back to Shoto Oret, he says, read the Gemara, says, that's in the Vlosim Shaketu, that's your son of the Isser, the Isser mitzad the Shekes, mitzad the Sherech Shabbat. It's not just Sherech Shabbat. You read the Pim Gadim, forget, Pim Gadim says, no, you read Rashi, the Machalik is Eiv Nechai, therefore what's the shame Isser? Eiv Nechai is the Isser. So what's the Yisrael Issa by this bug that inside the basar? Machlokes, Chaznish says, no, Avad, Issa is Sherech Shoshoit Al Oret. Now, Prim Gan says, Issa is what? Eiv Menachai. Now, Pmina Lekul Lekum each way. That means, according to, if you get Malkus, Chaznish, yeah. Prim Gan says, no Sheikh to Malkus. Eiv Menachai, don't get Malkus, far, I know. Don't get Malkus. Well, Mike says, no Sheikh to Malkus. Let's say, Fakert. Let's say, Eiv Menachai, this could be a Chumru also. Can you give it to a guy? Are you allowed to give it to a guy or not? So come along, Prim Gan says, how far is like Eiv Menachai? It's also to a guy. That means, even this meat. That box inside, you can eat it, give it to a guy. No, there's an Issa Eiv Menachai, and my sister, the Prima Gaon, a guy can eat it, and you give it to me, either the Issa Lefeiver. Lefeiver, Issa, they're right, they can give it away to a guy. Now, Orchel Shulchan says, also, over the Issa Eiv Menachai, light skin blonde, he says the body can be able to favor to a guy, but it's mutter to a guy. So he times why, because the sheret should not be worse than the animal. It's different to get an animal. If the animal wants to shechit, it's not eifim in a chai. How can the sheret be eifim in a chai? Give me more chomer than where the ish is coming from, which is the animal. So he agrees the yisoid is eifim in a chai, not like the chal nich. He says, it's not nichol in eifim in a chai, it's not goy, only means that yisrael, that yisrael can eat it. If a body not eifim in a chai, a goy can eat it. There's a big tumult to get into this. Another, that's a chumr mitzad eifim in a chai. Kul mitzad eifim in a chai, there's no malchus. Another shayla, if you've gone this concert, it depends the kuah. What happens, you shechit to the mother, and then you take out the child from the inside, and the worm inside the child animal, and the chayim gonna want to make them. There's no problem, it's more to wife and the bosser. It's the Eivin Achai, depends on the core. The Chadnish Maitre, he says, first of all, my mahalach has nothing to do with Eivin Achai. He says, even if it is Eivin Achai, he says, no shaykh, depends on the core. Now, I guess if I was to give him the core, I'm not sure what it means, but he said, if I was no shaykh, because he wants to argue, of course, Ashtamech, I'm not giving blood, I'm not sure. Ashtamech wants to have the head of Ben Bekor, and he says, no shaykh to Ben Bekor. It comes out, again, there are two ways to learn the sugya. Is it Eivin Achai or is it the end of Shesh Shesh Lares? And even Eivin Achai is machloikis, is it Lefna Eivin Tagai, one machloikis, and is it machloikis of Ben Bekor, even on the side of Eivin Menachai. Now that's mitzad, Hashish is learn the sugya Lefi Rashi. What about you learn the sugya Lefi the Rambam? The Rambam is saying you have bugs inside of animals that came afterwards, even when it's dead, you're even Nisr. So when it's alive, a vada came off some animals, you're even Nisr. So what's the pasuk? The pasuk is when it's dead. So according to the Rambam, what's the side of the Issa? The side of Issa Eivin Achai? Well, that Avada the Rambam has to understand, no, the Chidu the Eivin Achai, the Yisrael Shoyah to Lorin. You read the Pim and Godim, he says, Eivin Achai in the Rambam. You read it? The Pim and Godim writes over here, in our Achaim, in the Barakate of Saul, Shinta Zayin, he says, even when the animal is dead, and the buck came after it was dead, but the side of the Issa is here, the Issa is telling you Eivin Achai. And therefore, even when it's dead the animal, and both come, you cannot give it to go, to go eat. That means you have a piece of meat, you left outside for a day, 2 days, 3 days, bugs came, laid the egg, whatever you want, can you give it to a guy? Maybe Osman Alma, you can give it to a guy, but if it laid the egg there, and it developed there to give it to a guy, now give wormy meat that's dead meat to a guy, also. It's less naive. Now they discuss, let's say, Yisabu, where came from Osman Alma, well, laid the egg there, maybe it's Sufik of Eivin Achai, the Machloikis, Mishmer Shalom, where he wants to be Mekel, Zak Shuvah, where he wants to be Machlo. If it's Sufik where it came from, maybe you can tell the guy, maybe you can't. That's Machloikis again in the Klom of Eivin Achai. Not again to us. Well, the Maestro comes out that even when it's dead, you according to the Pim Gadol, can I get it? The Maestro over here, he calls this is Eivin Achai. The Maestro says no. Even if it's Eivin Achai, it can't be Eivin Achai. It's dead. This is Nevelo. After Eivin Achai goes to the end of Nevelo. But again, it's still off Eivin Achai when it's alive. When it's dead, this is Mitzan Nevelo. The Chadish again, the Shitosa, he says, even if you write Eivin Achai, it's had Rashi Tosfos. It can't be in the Rambam. She's not Shaykh in the Rambam. The animal is dead, and the latest egg to one's dead, the velvet is dead. How in the world you even have a havmin is Eivin Achai? Now, he quotes no one to argue against, but myself, if you're going to twice, right, not that way. And then, again, he search about Eivin Achai, they seem to be arguing, what is the get of the Issa Shavuot in the Gemara? Again, the Chadish goes on saying, the velocity to Shaket, that's the Issa Shavuot. Share it, can't be Eivin Achai, so not the Rambam. My people don't say it's not that way. Again, be not gemina, can you give it to a guy? Even when it's wormy after, can you give it to a guy? Fine, let's be sad. What? On, oh, so, let's say there are three separate Isurim. Let's say you cannot give a person a Isurah, you cannot cause him damage when he was punished, and you cannot cause him to do an Avera. The one to give him a Isurah, the punishment says, is much to the guy, because only by number of Avera. They didn't cause him to do an Avera, the Porsche Gemara that says he can't. You cannot give him a Bajazara. The Porsche Gemara is the Isra of the Eva, but I'm not mocking. So, right. The Mutz Gemara is Bajazara and all over that you cannot give a great to an Avera. Now, also, Mazik Gemara says it's Mutz, because they don't have Avera. Anybody don't have Avera is Mutz, anybody don't have Mutz, anybody don't have Mutz, it's Mutz Gemara. If you want, Jim Gemara says it's black and white. What? No, it's the same. No. It'll be the same thing like by a nosri. You want to say Bezampe gets to somewhere else, then you say, yeah, there's a fly to go to something else. Look at the favor. Are you sure? No, fine. The Maestro, no, there is a Mishabur, says by a moment, maybe there is a Vagai before, there is not a Mosri, I'm asking. Pastor, there is no Mosri, I'm asking. But Maestro, there's not a Mosri, yeah, okay, so look at the favor. Fine. Another interesting thing Stanley discussed over here, also, Mitzad Ishabai, can you, these cheese is the mice that have bucket size, the mice you're allowed to eat. Everyone agrees, allowed to eat, we don't pass like the rest of them. When you eat these cheese with the bucket size, which God has brought down Sim Pei Tes, you have to wait 6 hours, the bucket size, and the title there says that Matalat, the wormy, and the people don't say, what means wormy? It means eat the cheese with the worm, that's why it makes you have to wait 6 hours. So when people read learn Pei Tes, they don't know what they're talking about, you eat. Jesus, the worms, who does that? For my son, Kojalok, the Vadi Latu, the Mingna Lalazan Hoga, they would do it. Can you do that on Shabbos? place where we discuss. Isn't it Tilos Shama or not? So there's numerous truths about it. Can you eat this cheese on Shabbos? Because the worms are inside and you're killing it. And you're eating during Shechita. Mitzad, eating impossible color, no problem. Mitzad, Sheret, not a problem. Or Mitzad and Tilos Shama. So I said twice a show in Mishnah, you're right, there's no problem. There's different reason why they discuss it. One father wants to say, Mice is not part of Rabbah, not part of Rabbah, just like we know, that's what they want to say to Mitzvah, just like we know by Kenim, and not part of Rabbah, they pull out that Kenim out of their head, and the Gemara says, one time I want to hear the snap of the Kenim of on Shabbos, no Issach, it's not part of Rabbah, it's not considered alive, if it's dead. They want to say the same thing, these worms inside cheese are not part of Rabbah, they pull out, eat like a Kenim, that's once for another soul, one time when you're eating it, the Shechit is called Achayat, which is the Rabbonim. Therefore, you don't kill that way, you don't kill worms, you smash them. Since the field is called Achayad, they have the one being marked beside that. But my said, is a Torah Shabbos of Yaakov Al, you want to say, Echonami, you can eat them on Shabbos. And the Madonna Shulchan over your pastor, Echonami, you cannot eat them on Shabbos. So if it ever comes up to Shiloh, but even on Shabbos, that I have got Fergan a roll. Otherwise, I don't know if it's too much Megaya. Fine, that's me. Sorry? Rabbon, Paschim, no. He said, even these Paschim. Cheese. Oh, also Rambam. Yeah, Rambam. Sam says, "Can it seem to be arguing with Jesus?" I'm not sure what happened to Rambam. They're all quoting Rambam, just arguing Rambam. Rambam felt like looking inside and saying, "What they call? They wrote Reish Sam and Law, Reish Sam and Zayin. What is on there? He himself doesn't say those words. It's the Ben Yol quoting Rambam, and it's the Rabbi Yol quoting Rambam, but Rambam himself looked up to so say that. So it's very hard to know what's this for. Fine, let's start one inside. Now, come on, the Beis Yosef bring down. I hope you're showing them what happens if it's parish. What does it get of being parish? Now, they were discussing on specifically things that are kulikarko, not kulikarko. Either cheese, meat, fish, chicken, these types of things. What happens to kulikarko? The parish, what's the law for? Come along with the Ben Yoel, he's the Rosh Madabim, and the Rav Yoel quotes Avi Mori. Avi Mori is the Rav Ben Yoel, his father. And he says that since, even when it's parish, it's what's like you have a worm and cheese that comes out, falls around on the floor, table, whatever you want, might even look to. The side of the heter, the Taz brings down the side of the heter, is that something that is grown, it's something that's not dula karko, not in Paris, not in trees, not dula karko, there's no issa, shayshay the oritz. It came from a source that has no shaykhs to the oritz, therefore it has nothing to do with the oritz, it came from something nothing to do with the oritz, therefore it won't go back, even the oritz won't go back to the issa, shayshay the oritz. Only in a pre where this it came from something that shaykhs the oritz and it falls out, and have we chayz it to the issa, shayshay the oritz. Mashenekin, this never started over the Sheikh's story. It was in cheese and meat and fish. Those things, not meat, because we have Pasek, but otherwise, those things with Parish, the mice will be mutter. That's how the Taz says it over the Goyim, says the same way, or the way how the Taz brings out full of bush is Henry would be say, but bugs they always pull out, the habitat, these bugs, the whole entire world is their inhabitat. They don't stick to Zafka there where they were born. Fine, that's one way, the one mouth white mutter. The way the Maestro Ramo ends on the Moed, it's often, it's Arvu, I have to move this other one. Local Maestro Ramo says, it can be Shabbat Panis. When it gets mixed with other things inside, it won't be a farm Maestro Shaktu. Therefore, the Maestro seems to be Shabbat Panis. A second Mahalach is that only when it's Parish in the Sediva, in that area of the Mota, on the floor, will be also. That's how they're moving down, that there's Kayv Atain and Mahaina, it jumps here and there on your cheese, no problem. It wasn't mean on your cheese, the Shaktu of Ladaka means on the cheese, means even a slice. Mashal wants to eat on the table, that's all Henry Abisa, and therefore it's mutter. However, when it goes to the floor, that's the problem of Maris Ayin, therefore be also, but on the plate, on the table, on the cheese, no problem Maris Ayin. It sounds like the Etzim of Paschim, like your Ben Yoel, the Etzim is no Issa, only problem is that Maris Ayin should be. Therefore, Mos says, I have to move it, can we make it even with on the floor, unless you talk for it, because the Etzim is no Issa. And these Paschim, the Iker, what? There's no Issa in that third, all problem is that Maris Ayin. Therefore, if it's on the cheese or plate, the Maris go in, no problem. However, it's on the floor of the Tamar sign. Now there's a story child about the Shaksu, that's the Taz. Without that about the Shaksu, the Maestro you can't eat it. That's the second Shito.
Why are those Malahomen who instead of the cheese, then it's okay, because they don't say the same thing by fruit to them. It's also
how you say. Oh, no, it's not. The Matthias says that they say the bugs are in fruit, are not the, that's not their habitat. Once they go out, they leave. They don't come back to it. It's not their source.
But you said the whole world
will have
that, though.
How
do they go?
They go up the table. That's the Russian. Now, the Taz says that's not Pshat. No, yeah, but they also have it. They go back and forth. That's they keep coming back to their cheeses. They say, oh, when you see wormy cheeses, they do make them so now. They call around, they go back. That's their home. It's like children always come home.
Always go back to the fruit. All these
things. That never had the hetter inside. That was never inside. That's never had the hetter inside, but those bugs, once they go out. But Maisa, the third shita that they bring down to Rashbat, Ben Yishmur, that he holds that they only can make one from the gaga of fruit. Once it goes out, the Maisa will be also. The gaga is a bisa, otherwise the outside will still be the only ish the raisa. And then there's the Rashba shita. The Rashba shita says, no, Paris is no different than the case of cheese, fish, or meat. Maisa say, Malacha, once it's Parish at all, or Mashu, you're even ish the raisa. It doesn't get into the topic. By what happens, by, we have six takers by Paris, the same six takers over here buying up, you mark with all them. Parish mix that parish for either all those cases in the gag with gag, the guy name might be offered the same thing over here. The Rajba said there's no call between Paris and cheese, fish, meat. These are things that are not good character. The Maisa, the Peshkeshuv over here, and the Prima God, they bring up the Chodesh, that's Ikhla Lachol. They say Hashem Bahokol, and the Pritar, the Rachayim Chodesh, has Mamash Darkel, the Shainis, Blasim Yiramah, that Spar Kashemis, Kechati Hashem, like Mamash in midday, and his Mamash, he packs them all, the Kotzer, the Kotzer, and the Peshkim Maisa, the Kmanol, the Tom, the Rachotokon, the Benish Chayit, Kishon Arach, they all pass the Lachol Maisa, there's no head to cross the board. We pass him not like Ramah. The Mosh says, Etzim is Mutter. And as the part of Gami has to move, it gets mixed in together. Or it's on the table, all the mice is mutli v'chatilo. Come on, the Pleshkin, the Malachim, and they all, the mice, even the Gerla Pleshkin, they say the Ikkid, like the Pichodesh, 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 that mice is awesome. We have no heter at all between things you have the Gula Kak and Mass Gula Kak. So we know heter. Again, the gap simply is awesome. Our father, no, I don't think any of us will really need to be as warm as the bugs. Anyway, that really, that's applicable, but mice said there is no heter. Therefore, they say, once there is no heter, there's a not something has declared, what happens if Parish affirmation? So it says the Parish, once you pass an earlier, Makhlukis Rosh the Rambam, the Rosh holds Parish affirmation in Mutra, Rambam holds also, by simply passing earlier in the 5th thousand, also the Vicar of the Parish, then come on the Brief Chodesh, over here, and it says here also, once even you Parish after its maze, also, you're passing with Chumro, the Chodesh, the Shulchan say, also we have to Makhlukis, and say, not be Makhal, between things that could look like, not do the character. Again, before, not like this whole Parishis among the Rishonim and the Ramah, and we're Makhlukis like any pre. By left me sad what says on the page. Not to make it what happens a total every 10 years or email a parak, what happens in the case of fish negated to us. This past Pesach led a tumult about salmon, about how exactly salmon works, and about 1997 that a tumult about whitefish, exactly if you can eat the whitefish or not. And there's a shiloh. What is a shiloh? What's oimin al tech? What's the different tumult? So I assume that I'm going to buy in the safer. He starts with very clear what the tumult is. That Matthias, again, saying a lot of negative fish is that if it came from an outside source in the stomach, will be also. If it's, however, if it's inside the bosser, since it's not come from outside source, it might as well be more very simple. That's what comes out. Read the Rishonim, read the Pesach, very clear. Outside source by fish in the stomach is also. In the bosser, it's not an outside source. It lay there. It developed there. It was born there. Therefore, it's mortar.
And the stomach didn't?
The stomach, it could have been, it came outside source. What happened? The Gemara says either it slept, I don't know if fish sleep, but the mice goes inside, the fish sleep, the mice goes inside their nose, or the mice says, stomach, it went inside, it went inside their, they ate it, it went inside their digestive system, went inside their stomach, and therefore, an outside source, you already had the same issue, therefore, it'll be also. Came along the scientists, biologists, chemists, whatever you want to call them, and also the Matthias wise, how they work right now, is that you take the whitefish or the carp or whatever it is, the whitefish, what happens, how they get nourishment, is they eat the fish. That's how they do it. The Matthias is, there are these worms, they lay eggs. What happens, the little small fish eat the eggs, and the other fish eat the other fish, and the other fish eat the other fish, and then these fish, or these whitefish, for example, eat these fish, they already have inside them these eggs, and therefore when they eat the fish, they chew it up. And then, since they're so small, they go inside the bosser of the whitefish, and then they lay there, and they develop inside the bosser of the whitefish, and really they're from outside source. These eggs are not, they were not spontaneous generation, they did not come by themselves, they're really an outside source, they came from someone from the outside. So back to Shalom discussed, oh, at the beginning of the Zman, the Chura, and over here it's even worse, in the beginning of the Zman, we discussed the Shalom, Yotim, Tomei, Tomei. But here, it's very clear that Rishonim and Pleshkim are saying, if it comes from the outside source, it might fit also. These worms that are inside the whitefish are 100% they're saying are coming from the outside source. They were laid usually in the outside of the water, and then they lay eggs outside, and then they come and eat the eggs. If you have a fish tank, you'll see. They lay eggs, and they eat the eggs, and they take the eggs and put them in a little small container, make sure no one comes to eat them. They lay eggs, and then those eggs you can see. But the wormy eggs of course that you cannot see, they lay them, they eat them, and they have to eat each other. That's how the system works. And therefore they're all coming from the outside source.
Eggs of what are
not? So eggs of worms are not are
sure.
We'll get to the terimons. Therefore everyone starts to the shadow of course, Matthias wise it's coming from outside source. Again, put the Yishma Tomei Tomei, the Klilik Mushen and the Paiskim, it comes from the outside source. And later, it should be also. That's one swara. But other one time, even not come from the outside source, Lamaisa, what happened? One fish ate it, the other one ate it. One from Mepri Lepri. Once we pass with the Pri Kodosh, it holds that Mepri Lepri is also, because we hold no Klilik between Pri and other things. Mice and Pri Lepri, they want to know, maybe Mechalik is here, what holds up the other Pri, not that one out of one Pri to another Pri. One of those swara you have to deal with. But the Ikatan they're really dealing with is what happens to Osim Alma. And before Osim Alma makes it into an Issa, you don't assume their Issa. So, the head of Ikar is what we mentioned already again at the beginning of this man. It's first of all, we don't have spontaneous generations. How in the world are these bugs inside food and mutter, inside water, mutter, the cocoa pods, why the mutter? So, the hero, by being down from the list of Paiskim, they want to say, since they're actually too small to see, they're microscopic. Therefore, when they lay their eggs in the water, one guy eats them, other guy eats them, get all the way through your whitefish. Mice gets the whitefish, it's still microscopic, goes inside the box. Once it starts developing, they tingle inside the box. It's not possible physically. The only way they can get through the digestive system into the box is only when they're microscopic. Therefore, they went in when it's microscopic. Therefore, when they're clear, it's mind the left face only. Therefore, where they'll be developing, where they're coming from, they're coming from inside the whitefish. And therefore, they're developing there, and therefore, they're not osim alma. Even though we know physically osim alma, but besides in the b'nei odom, knowing the entire amount of shirt, the people, what we see is coming inside the box of the fish. That's why I bring down the list of Paiskim this way. We mentioned other mouths from the other time. You think you say a beta, the eggs of a worm is ka'akla, and therefore it has no kshivas to it, or a belkin would say a different mouth, that since it needs that this habitat to develop, maybe it has to get at a fish, or maybe it can have another mouth from Racha Zuru, it was not Shoshosh al Oritz yet, therefore it has some heter. Well, those are different ways you mentioned, but the main heter they bring down over here is microscopic, you can't see it based upon this. So, yo, therefore there's no shame kshivas to it, and therefore in 1997, when they came out, this tumult about whitefish. Therefore, Rabbi brought down who's Mekilim, and big them, and Shlomo Zalman, and the Nissen, and the Orochin, and Chaim Grimin, and Moshe Feinstein, and the Vayatim, and Diane Weiss, but Oid, Oid, the other Paikim came along to be Mekul and say, no problem, why should they develop inside a fish? Therefore, if you take out the OU guys, might I say, Rebels gets a letter there, and Rishi Shekhar has a letter, and he quotes a list of all these Paikim, and who's he quoting from? From Rabbi, Rabbi says all these people are Mekul. Therefore, he strives, anyone makes a tumult in Klai Yisrael, probably not a Perek, where he's passing a little Kula, why are these making this big rash, something new, and I'm a Chad, anything new, they know this Indian, and Klai Yisrael is very passing a Kula. Now, it comes out, he says, just so you have to know, Matthias wise, there are different ways. That means that the worms inside the stomach, the mice is a problem, and the worms that are not inside the stomach, inside the boss is mutla chilak on all the places. Now, some when you buy fish, you have to know there are two ways of cutting out the stomach of the fish. Now, sometimes you get a live fish, go to a store, take a live fish, and pop in the head, and then they clean it for you. So when you clean it for you, there's always a stomach there. The stomach they have to cut out. Now, you have to make sure that they should know what they're doing. If they don't know what they're doing, they can cut out the stomach, it's very sloppy, and therefore end up puncturing the stomach, or get the worms on the knife, or pull around the board, and go onto the fish, and then you consume their eyes. So what you have to do is make sure they clean it out well, correctly. And what is the simon, the OU has a very nice picture. If it's shaped like a horseshoe, they cut out well the stomach and therefore there won't be any bugs. If it went like this, you got a problem, they didn't cut out well and therefore there might be a problem with worms. And they just make sure the guy who cleaned it knows what they're doing. Hopefully they know what they're doing as a gosh cup, should know what they're doing. If not, you're doing the same thing. So, because the worms that are there in the stomach, every reason the worms in the stomach, just you have to take out the stomach. And we don't eat the stomach, just you have to make sure when they clean it, the worms they get a chance to run around the place. And just say they gutted it correctly, if you have the word for it, as a distance or something. But make sure you clean it correctly. When you chop, they're going to clean it for you. They get the palm, they're going to go inside the bosser. They go inside the bosser. Again, we don't mind them inside the bosser. But they came in the stomach to the bosser. You don't deserve. So that's first you have to do. And that's what happened in, again, every 10 or 15 years, you always hear the stumble. And you read the tubers, one from redfish, to whitefish, to that fish, to other fish. Now, this isn't about this whitefish in the 1997. The Belshi going close to all these questions while Meister Mekel, again from Ravai. The Baya is, Ravai came out with a new edition. And Rabbi went back to Yashu, and even Rabbi was supposed to be Mekel. Yashu said, no, not what the mechal between when he was Mekel and when he was Maskel. He said, I was Mekel when we weren't sure the Messias where these bugs are coming from. So if you can tell me 100% I know where these bugs are coming from, eating one from another, and they came out of the source, Rabbi said, you have to be Maskel. You have to be Maskel, and therefore you cannot have these whitefish. He said, to be Maskel. Again, above kills the biyachi mekel because he had old prints. New prints, mine says the biyachi is new after. The only way that is mekel because maybe he came in time, maybe not. You don't know what to be slime upon. Well, otherwise, you know 100% what is sophic. I am microscopic, so again, there's no biyachi, but you tell us like kingdom on Shabbos is machmor, so he's always choice. He said maybe the materials are different. And Meister, he's Machmor. Who else was supposed to be Mekel? What was supposed to be Mekel? Rabelski. Rabbi. Meister was now the Shuvah. So yes, Bichoshish also he changed. What happened is that Pesach with the salmon in their soul had the same problem. Now the salmon really depends where it comes from. I'm listening over what I heard from Reuben, my coin, Rabbi Shabbos. He gave a share in this in the Kilos Neitaro about the hash that happened is that Pesach about the salmon. And the TSC says it's the same problem. One was eating another, but really depends where it came from. Where they were commercially developed or not, that they came from ponds, that there were no worms around, or came from oceans, which oceans, came from Argentina, or from England, from Israel, he said, depends where they're coming from. Certain salmon had absolutely no problem, certain salmon had a problem. And therefore, the Ashkenazi organization is going to evolve in Eretz Yisrael, Shu would be choshes for the Maestro, these Machmirim, and they went to Miashir, which also he said to be Machmir, he went to Avosner, the Machmir, also Mr. Kurality, he changed, he's left up in Mesopic. Again, these are called Mr. Kurality in Mekel. Maisa, if you know the Lachlan, he now he said he doesn't know anymore. Over the years, he's changed back and forth. Maisa is a Sofer. So once in this, you know, Bosner, and Yashet Yimachler, therefore the Kashan organization, whoever, without Ruben quoting exactly who, he said the good Mahadidika one said, based upon Yashet, they held they should not have these salmon, not give a shkaf on it, and only a certain salmon, the end, certain salmon not. Now, what I do know is that certain organizations say Maisa about Ibn al-Tarik, they passed them this way. I know in America, no one really cares about the new tool having this bad Pesach. And they'll give you all the time across the board, and they're not going to, like, you keep changing and switching. Well, actually, we always have a Moshe Pasman Kula, and we have a Dine White Pasman Kula, and some Zalman. You just can't ask them because they passed away. Fine, it's your fact. But the Maestro, we ask you, you're less of the Sophics. The Maestro are those good organizations saying, no, following a Perak, Gedolim, Mr. Gedolim, 20, 30 Gedolim, Pasman Kula, we're not going to change because you found two or three started changing their mind. Others never sell the Maestro, do change. Salmon is pig. Salmon, I did not see the tshuva. See what's probably the so-called kohen. Now, kohen kohen is that they put up on the street, you can understand the chon. In tshuva, I did not see anyone on one corner of a room and said over. You have a share for 20 minutes about it. I don't know what happened in salmon the first night. Again, kohen kohen is, you read yourself. So, again, you go to the stores and the. About, again, which Ashkocha to eat, and Reuben says, even the good Ashkocha, some of them think here, some do. If you want to be Machmer, or want to be Slamachan, or whatever, ask your Rebbe exactly what do negate the salmon in this country specifically. No, that's a Vadi Yasser claim. That's not even a good officer. Vadi Yasser makes sure that the cleaning process and the store that under the Ashkocha that you're buying under should make sure it's doing the correct job. Yeah, they had. Now they say for the head of the salmon is only the problem. They say the head of the regular fish gets the Rosh Hashanah. You read yesterday. They said before there was no problem. You know, both heads aren't the problem. Only the salmon, the head of the salmon, is the problem. What? Mm-hmm. Wait, how you get it? They give you. We're talking about that, whatever eating share is, whatever it is. But this gather, the people are, this is gather the tumult. People want to say, what's the big deal if I go to a fish store and I, without a scuffle, and I see the fish alive, I take it out, I bring my own knife and it cleans it up, I'm even bringing the board, what's the big deal? This is one not comedian. What the big deal is, the guy doesn't know how to clean it well, he got a problem with worms. Shot out some pH water, maybe they know that. Because it's worms, they're right, they're not about chumras only, they're about serum in the stomach. Not talking about sakers. It could be Poseidon, but those who want to take, go into a store and just stop and bring home my own knife and take the light. I see the fins of scales, skins and fins of scales, yeah. So, Major, why should, that's the reason why, to the fact of why should not be Samarkand and something has no shuffle of health.
And the
dad
is going to be asked?
I rather not quote names. But really, I don't remember which names they've been said over. I didn't write it down, then it was on Shabbos, so I still wrote it down. Rather, the way he said over, he said that even though they, the ones they already got from these companies and still left in the stores, that's the multi Bishlamim found in this place, can have the new stock, they weren't allowed based upon these standards. I mean, even the Badat, whoever he was quoting all this, that's what the Bishlamim said, Beseder. For example, you know, because Beseder, we're choices. Fine. I'm telling you, employing, that's one more tip, really, on the gate, employing, myself, Lina Floyim, just we finished the simin, it's very important to Chazorah. Negate other lochas, Shabbos, if you had to, that's the rest of your life, you get back to Chazorah. The chance of you doing learning Floyim again, even once, is the Kiddush. And the only way to acquire it is learning it out. You have a time to Chazorah, you have tomorrow, next week, or Shana. You have time to Chazorah, you want to acquire a Chelet of Torah, which comes in the fair all the time. Everything you eat, not just fish, everything is your check. Imamish, this is your chance to acquire it, learn it, and to apply it for oneself, and therefore it's very important to do Chazorah. Not now, there's no other real chance all the time. Next we're going to go learn the sugya of Chagavim, which is very slow, but it's maybe Shkedai, Chaim, what a table called Kane Chagavim, which the Sefer is famous based upon the story. I assume everyone knows that when you learn the sugya and you're on the Pirish, you want to see the Chagav, a grasshopper, that came and landed on the table. You're able to check out all the different, how many stomachs and the wings, how exactly it was, and then flew away, and then he was Korot, he didn't see how to get back on legs exactly how it developed, therefore came back, landed on his desk again, then flew away. So the Tzadu Shemaya, he had to learn the Sigur Chagav, and Bezah Shem, we should all have the same Tzadu Shemaya. Just a suffer to the story too, a suffer that was Rizobo, both of my parents, my father, that when Chaim Kanievsky went to go visit Chaim Kreisler, and for Mekabne Rabbi Beyontif, Chaim Kreisler said, they say, oh, the story about you, about the grasshoppers, and I'd like to just be mocked him, that if the story is true, you just know it won't make me any greater in my eyes. I know who you are, Chaim, but so it actually won't make me less. I'm just curious if the story is true. And Chaim said, yeah, it happens to everybody. It's fine. So Maisa validated the story, told of Chaim Kreisler, Chaim Kreisler told my father the story, that Maisa is Emma's story. Even more is that about a year ago, my parents, well, my aunt, they went to Chaim, and my mother and my aunt went to the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin said, I suffered this story, Rebbetzin Kanievsky. She said over that a person was giving a shiur, told her the story about her husband, about the grasshopper, and Shirim Nebrak, and the person got up and says, doesn't believe it. Well, I'm not sure, it doesn't happen, these things. So, he gets home, and there in his house is full of grasshoppers. How go? So the guy tries to get rid of them, they don't get rid of them. He gets the exterminator to get rid of them. Still can't get rid of them. He doesn't know what to do. Goes back to the Rav. He says, Rav, what should I do? Rav says, the guy goes to Chaim Mechila. He went to Chaim Isser Mechila. So Ben Mechila to you, 100%. I'll come, get some, they're all gone. So this is the Rebbe who told us over to my mother's story. That's where the grasshopper is. Now whether you believe the story or not, that's up to you already. Your choice. But as Ben Shifay over, he learned the Shigya of Chagavim the past week. Now if that was a Chagavim, not, I feel a lot of people being with Tumul. But the Maestro, he got on his doorstep, a window, or a table, wherever he's learning, a Hagav. Then he left, and then he had Chorati Shabur in for the Chaburo. So the Maestro came back to court for Betsy again. And the Maestro, the Chaburo, yesterday, was waiting to take it. And the Maestro said, we have now maybe a grasshopper. The Maestro, so everyone should have this Yatra Shmaya. Shalom the Shigil, learn it well. Again, maybe learn the Chaim Pirish. And maybe talk, you'll have it, analyze it, look at it, retribution about it, we have stories about it. Again, if you, after you finish Chagavim, might be quick for some people, there's an end of the Tum to Malay, the end of the Tum to Aleph, there's a sugya there, how to apply the Gedom to Tum to Malay, the Vite is possible to save that way, mitigate the bugs. To give a person a gosha to be careful about bugs, does apply to the bones, to the Raisas, you apply to the Koroch Nefesh, how exactly the Prohibit Shishim, Roy, Chagavim, the Nubis, ways to apply this halacha is also when you finish that, it's good to go to Tim to Malay. If you have more time afterwards, don't waste time. Halacha Ruva, you're in Kotzer. There's always Avraminim. This year, if you're an Israeli, the halacha is much lighter. But again, there's always more to learn. Still learn, don't leave the Shiva. That's what we should go to the Indian Sugya of Avraminim. Now, simply in the Gethu, Rosh Hashanah, this year comes out Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. There's always a tumult. For all Rosh Hashanah in general, can you have a Kotzer in Rosh Hashanah? Hashanah says, yeah, so on Shabbos is Shiloh. But this year, the halacha to get to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos is Mishabur being down to finish before Chatzos. I know the Yeshiva doesn't, they go till 2 o'clock anyway. Most people do try to finish before Chatzos, and if you don't finish before Chatzos, might be before, maybe have a drink of water beforehand, unless you have a minig nachim with tzadikiyus. Otherwise, before you should drink before chatzos, before davening. Now, in the Pacific of Shabbos, we don't do about kashrus, we don't say anything about kenu. The anhogah is not to say tashluch, the shvuah says maybe you'll carry, but the anhogah, even if you do carry, it might be don't seem to say tashluch, maybe it's about kashrus. There's one. What? The minig not say tashluch first day when it comes on Shabbos. The interesting challenge that's come specifically in this year is that, let's say you forgot what to say by the meal on Shabbos, are you chayzer or not chayzer? But what is the gift of the shayla is really on every Rosh Hashanah. The halacha is by Rosh Hashanah, is there a mitzvah to eat in Rosh Hashanah, chayit to eat in Rosh Hashanah? Or is it forget an inin to fast Rosh Hashanah? Macholis go'inim, Rosh comes down the end of Rosh Hashanah, Macholis go'inim is an inin to fast, or is it a mitzvah to eat? Ma'aseh, we paskin, based upon the pasuk, Chasid Yom Chageyu, Rosh Hashanah is a chag. Therefore, we paskin the mitzvah and tachiyat to eat in Rosh Hashanah. Tachiyat to eat in Rosh Hashanah. Now, based upon the Mishabruah, when he brings down this Indian, there's a chag on Rosh Hashanah, Chasid Yom Chageyu, and he says, V'samachtu b'chagecho. Therefore, the Olam is my name discusses, V'samachtu b'chagecho, that means just like any chag, Rosh Hashanah to you, and your kids are going to be your wife, Matan, it's present. You have to give your wife present. So, again, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, maybe you have to give your wife also for Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, a Mendelbaum, the Sefer of Zeus of Simcha, Zemach of Gecha, he quotes Scheinberg, he said, you have to give your wife a present for Rosh Hashanah. Why the Zemach of Gecha? Yeah, Mishabura said before she was Mishabura. Someone told me, yes, Chaim Kozwa, he has to buy your wife a present for Rosh Hashanah. And Chaim Kozwa said, I don't know, Mishabura, are you challenging me? Mishabura said, Zemach of Gecha. Fine. Zemach of Gecha, I asked Reuben, he told me, buy her a small present. Well, I asked about David. He said, "Gadi Yisro Biyashu." Biyashu said, "No." When he had another shul, tell you why. But he said, "What better chus you have to walk into Yom HaDin and make your wife happy?" Fine, maybe you don't have to. What better chus Yom HaDin, your wife happy? A vada you should. After that, that's a pretty yeski role, but a vada, that's not hogu. Fine, it's a machan liyachol. Now, come along the Eli Rab and says, since we're passing the chiyah to eat on Rosh Hashanah, therefore it comes out if you forget to say Yal Biyavu, you have to chayzu chiyah to eat. However, the Mogar Gom says, even though we passed in the Chiyuv in Rosh Hashanah, however, the locus, let's say you had a bad dream in Rosh Hashanah, therefore you're going to fast in Rosh Hashanah, or you made some time for Chamitza like you do on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, you're not going to be made some time for Chamitza. Says the Ramah, why? Tavkot Tarek Zayin. Because we're Samech on the Go'in and the whole you want to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So we're Samech on them not to make some time for Chamitza. So we see we do have into account that might, the other sheets the whole you can't fast in Rosh Hashanah. The Yifma says in Mogar Vom, it's Pagat Yal V'Yavoy, the Maishu, not to be Chayis in Rosh Hashanah. Why not to be Chayis? Because we serve upon the sheets the whole Yilat HaTav. Yilat HaTav, there's no Chiv Suda, no Chiv Suda, not Chayis. The Yifma says, some of us will have, so the Yifma says in Mogar Vom, you're not to be Chayis on Yal V'Yavoy. So the place, given the stuff we're doing in the day, when you're right to fast at night, even going to agree, Avad Yilat Eat, you're supposed to see the Chiv to eat, Avad not to be Chayis. It comes out at night, not to be Chayis on Yal V'Yavoy, but during the day, you will be Chayis on Yal V'Yavoy. That's in the regular year. So what happens? Then you won't settle away. On the day you won't be chayzer in Yalav Yavoy, and at night you will be chayzer in Yalav Yavoy. That's what comes out of the Mogar Vom. Maisa Mishabua in the Kufay Ches, and brings it down, and brings down both sheets of Mogar Vom, El Rabbi, tells the Paskin. And the Zosha Brocha says, since you go down both sheets, there's a call, it's a Brocha Slachal. That's the call. If you're not going to be chayzer. Now, so what happens when it comes down Shabbos? Can you chayzer in Yalav Yavoy, or it's say? So again, at night, you'll have to chayzer in Yalav Yavoy, and for it's say. What about during the day? So there is a tumult. There are those more times by a Shabbos who would be chayzer. I saw the Simcha Bonim and Sefer on the Yisrael to be chayzer, but they bring down the Nesivah to be chayzer. But Ma'aseh Bichayzer, the Mishabur says, not make the times for Tamisa, even Rosh Hashanah comes down on Shabbos, because even if you're going to be a right start on Shabbos. And if it comes out, this is the only time during the year, and when it comes out, you forget Ritzay, all the Yalvi Yavoy, during the day, before you should not be chayzer, on Ritzay, all Yalvi Yavoy. That's the sound of Loch and Negev to Rosh Hashanah. As the in the Ikki, the chilk of the Yoim, what the main point of the day is, the Ikki was like Kesem Lucha, to coronate and crown of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Malchus, Shefus. Also the day is Yoim Adin. Yoim Adin in the Tshuva. So, to say over a mind that I put here by Baron Schechter from the Pachad Yitzchok, he said over the concept of Tshuva, how do you say the Yisoid of Tshuva? What is the Yisoid, the concept, or the way how we should relate to the Inn of Tshuva? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, he writes, based on the Gemara, the Mokim Mishav Bal Tshuva, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim L'Cholim L'Amoyim. The place where Bal Tshuva stands, even a Tzadik Gomer cannot stand there. Now what does that mean? The Rambam explains what that means. I don't like saying over different thoughts, but the Rambam says what does it mean? Shivneshim Kaisim Yitzram Yesimam. Because they have much more what to work on, their Kaisa Yitzah, their Toim Tamavera, and they have to overcome it. Therefore it's much harder for them. About two is much harder than a Tzadik Gomer. And since it's harder for them, they'll reach a higher level. Basically, Lufum Ta'agra, you it's harder to reach a certain level. Therefore, you're greater than that person. Therefore, welcome about Shuba. In the meantime, we can do one. You can't allow me. Come to Agra. Effect of Elam, the Dipsos, Lantan, or yourself. And he says, the color of Come to Agra is Dafka when a Dipsos who puts you in that situation. When you put yourself in that situation, who wishes you to do that? Why do you get reward for it? Example, you get to wake up, Slichus, 6:45. And I say, you go to sleep 3 in the morning. Who is you to? Go sleep 12, go sleep 1. Who is going to sleep late? Because you were wasting, if you're learning this one thing, but you're wasting your time, who is you? You get caught waking up early? Because you pushed up for only 2-3 hours? Who is you to? What does that do? Who, why get caught for it? Based upon this, the source one says, you won't get caught, no one from Tiago. So, in fact, the Pachaditsko can all this, Pachaditsko can remind you of your test, and Kipper, he says, by about Shuvah, keep dinner various, your time come various, keep himself in that situation. So why should he get this chaf in Klavish of Yetzer? Who asked him to do that? He did it himself. One kasha. Another kasha is, everyone knows the chilek of tshuva, the way the Rambam brings it down, not the Ben-Yoy knows, the three chalot in the tshuva, similar as Harato, Kabbalah al-Osir, and Bidui. That's what about tshuva is. So it needs all three aspects to be about tshuva. If the Rambam is saying, why is about tshuva better than a tzaddik? It's Klavish as Yitzroy. He overcame his tivus. So why, according to the Rambam, why is it dafka, someone who has mokum about tshuva oimid, not mokum about tshuva oimid, is a mokum where he overcame, he had Kabbalah al-Osid. Why did he need about tshuva for? Why did he need the harata for? Why did he need the vidun for? It's really, the mokum has Kabbalah al-Osid, Mishikad is the Yitzroy, is better than a tzaddik. Why do you need Yitzroy dafka tshuva? Why is mokum about tshuva oimid? So, this Kuttner says over, Yisoid, Elam says over also, that is the Yisoid of Tshuva. What is Tshuva? The way he says over in Yiddish, I've written the Maimur, by Tshuva, you're not a better person, you're a better mensch, you're an under mensch, a different person, a totally different human being. When you do Tshuva, the way you look upon yourself, you have to be oisik with yourself, and that's not me, that's somebody else. I'm totally eradicating myself, the words of Ben Yoyna and Megarek, it's called Tshnerlad on me. Loischus loichayv. He says, not only loichayv, loichayv, loischus. Not the Pelder Gemenianum. Kod's neilat, loischus. You lose your schus and loichayv. I'm a new entity, I'm a new child in the world. I don't say, oh, you lose your chayvus. The Benyah says, you lost everything. You're a new barrier to the world. The Rambam says, being down based on the Gemara, that you should change your name. What's the concept of changing your name? Then I, now, you saw, come on, Eliezer, you know. That's not me. I've been under a mention, a different person. It's come to be Margish like Gosha. That's not what I am. You have to uproot and eradicate. Tshuva, I know everyone does it every year. We have to do it every year. So you have to do tshuva every year. Even for various that you did years ago. Every year you have to do tshuva, except for maybe Meshuvah has different cases. But otherwise, in Macaulay, you always have to do tshuva, and you have to always be oik in the past. However, the way you have to do tshuva is to not stomp, to work better. Try to uproot, which is very hard. Change what meat is very hard, change life is very hard. The way to work on it is to work on it. Sometimes people just think, you know, lip service and try a little bit here and there. It's to be an other person, which is very hard. The way how morale brings down, he says that in the tshuva is like a nedova, a present of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nedova. In fact, the oil is nedova, it's a chi of tshuva. The third thing is, cause if you become an under mensch, my tshuva is not me, that was the very other guy did. He did it. But I didn't do it. So you say over here is when I do says the Rambam mokum about shuva einim to the gimbul einu cholam laboin. I listen to Agri, put myself in that situation. I put myself. The whole concept you say the koyach shuva is I'm another person. He did that. Some else put me in that situation. That's the whole you say of shuva. It's the dover to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he did. He put me in that. I have to uproot that. I have to eradicate that. And therefore, it's very good. Why the Rambam says that's the mokum about shuva einim. But to eradicate the past, you need three things, the Kabbalah, the Vidul, the Chirosah. You need three aspects to be a Baal Tshuva. And the Koich of Baal Tshuva says in the Farsh, Kikon Shemayla Dami, Ich bin a Nayar Mensch. That way I'll get the Schar, Koich is Yitzhak, I just do it. Or is it better that someone else did that for me? So again, even though the Inni Rosh Hashanah, Yishim Chalkesh and Melucho, also it's Yimei Avoido, something that actually worked upon us before Rosh Hashanah, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, it says Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, it's to eradicate, to uproot yourself, to destroy yourself, and attack them, maybe Zoicha, not to see any of you next year.